On The Moving Icon, host Chris Vlahonacios explores the world of Eastern Orthodox Christian filmmakers and artists, as well as examines popular films through an Orthodox lens.
Stefan Robinson is an Australian Orthodox filmmaker now living in London. With a passion for telling uplifting stories, he has entered a film pitching competition where he has made the long list. He must now collect enough votes to move on to the short list, and if selected, his film will receive a large grant to produce his film. Stefan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Firstly, congrats on thus far in the competition. Please tell us more about your film. What's it about?
The pitch contest is about taking a story from the Bible and reimagining it in a new and different setting. So what I've done is taken the story of the three wise men from Matthew chapter 2 and reimagined it into a futuristic world. So the story is about three men who are computer specialists and coding experts in online networks in the future. And they discover in their research and work a fragment of code hidden throughout the online networks, throughout the websites, throughout the programs of everything they're working on. And it's a code that doesn't belong. It's a code that's not contributing to anything. So they begin to look into it. And as they look into it, they soon realize that it's appearing everywhere repeatedly. And when they decode it, they realize it's a call to rebellion, that there is a rebel leader that is beginning a revolution and is sending this message out to his people. And so the world that they're living in is a dystopic one and unhappy one and very depressing one. So when they find this code, they realize that this is the revolution that they've been waiting for, and that the person who's leading this revolution is the one person they know and that they've heard of in the past that could successfully lead this. So they begin to track the code. And in this way, it's exactly the same parallel of the three wise men tracking the star. They had to be experts in what they were doing for them to notice the star and notice its significance, exactly the same way as these three men noticed the significance of the code. So they begin tracking it, but then eventually need more information to analyze. So they go to the regional governor, and his name is Herod, and ask him for access to the government feeds in the same way that the three wise men asked for more information about where the Christ was to be born. And Herod gives it to them in exchange for information, which he says, you know, he's going to join the rebellion because he's one of those shady kind of governors. And they go back to their offices and begin researching even further with the access that the governor has given them into more data. But the governor, of course, is the villain of the piece, and he's tracking them and tracking their progress so he can find and kill them and find and kill this rebel leader. And again, it's exactly the same parallel as Herod being this kind of mad, power-hungry person who hates the idea of anyone being born that can be greater than him. And they continue the following of this, except the slight twist, I guess, at the end is that before anyone gets a chance of finding this rebel leader, the rebel leader finds them, which basically in the film is going to look like just before they reveal the final location of the origin of the code, their computers will shut down in preparation for the message from the rebel leader. And so that parallel is more in Christ's way of calling us and calling the three wise men. So when you have the star that the Magi followed, it was a sign of the birth of Christ that was there to call them to him, similar to how he calls us to himself. And so even though it looked like they were finding him, he was wanting them to find him.
Why did you choose to tell the story of the three wise men?
The story of the three wise men. The reason I chose that one is I've had this idea in my mind for a few years, and I was wanting to enter this competition. And when I looked into it, I had a different idea entirely that I realized wasn't going to work. And so I had to think of something new. And the day I realized that this other idea wouldn't work, the scripture I read was Matthew chapter 2. So I feel it was God's way of reminding me of an idea I had a few years ago and basically bringing that back to light and trying to make it sound good enough for the pitch.
If your film idea is selected, what will this mean for you?
If my pitch is selected, if I win this competition, then I would receive £25,000 worth of project funding and support from industry professionals to get the film made. And that would be a huge beginning, both for myself and for a number of other people that I enjoy working with. So I'm not the only Orthodox filmmaker I know. I know a cinematographer and an actor, and there's a few people around the world who would be interested in contributing. And if we would be able to create this film, it would open up doors for us into the future, because it's a film that would be made on a high budget, on a professional scale, with professional input from the industry, and would be a great thing on a CV and a great opening for us to be able to say, look what we've done before, we can do something new, and so continue in this career.
It's good to see that if our listeners support you, they will in turn be also supporting an entire network of Orthodox filmmakers. So where should listeners go in order to vote?
For listeners to vote, you have to go to enterthepitch.com and go to Kings of Coding, which is one of the 40 long list entries. And you've only got till next Monday, I think, to vote for it. And basically, you have to watch the 2-minute pitch and then just click vote.
I wish you the very best and hope your pitch does get selected.
Thanks for having me, Chris, and thanks for this.
That was filmmaker Stefan Robinson. You'll find the direct link to his submission at the end of this podcast, but you have to vote by the 27th of October. If you want to learn more about Orthodoxy, Media and the Arts, visit the OFA blog at orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlachonasios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.